Way Learning English, this is the Health Report. 5 million American children and teenagers have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, commonly known as ADHD. ADHD makes it difficult, if not impossible, to stay with a duty until it is complete. Catherine Ellison knows the problem well. She is a mother who was always yelling at her son to be quiet, to sit still, to stay on task. She did not know that he had ADHD. She also did not know that she had it too. Ms. Ellison wrote a book about the issue with her son, Buzz. VOA's Faiza El-Masri talked to her about Buzz, a year of paying attention. Buzz Ellison is a child who had many problems in elementary school. He could not sit still. He did not pay attention to his teachers and could not focus on the task at hand. As a result, his mother says, he was always in trouble. He also got bullied, and his teachers gave him a lot of negative feedback. His mother, Catherine Ellison, is a Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter. She did not understand why he behaved the way he did, and she admits that her behavior was only making the situation worse.
I was making things worse, often by being anxious or being impatient or not understanding him.
So the mother and son teamed up to write a book about their experience. They explored the world of ADHD for a year. They researched treatments and doctors. Peter Levine is a doctor of children's medicine in California. The pediatrician specializes in treating children with ADHD. He says there are many misunderstandings about the disorder.
Other parents will blame them for it because they see the way these kids are acting, and they'll say, what's wrong with you? Why can't you control your child? And so the parents will blame themselves. Another misconception is that the child really isn't trying, because oftentimes these kids are trying harder than other kids to control their behaviors, and that leads to a lot of difficulties and frustrations.
Mr. Levine says the first step in dealing with ADHD is getting the facts straight.
This is a highly inheritable disorder. They can't get over ADHD. I mean, it's not just something that you can make go away. As many as two-thirds of children who have problems with ADHD will have difficulties as adults. You can't cure it. You have to find ways of coping with it.
He says that one of the most effective ways to deal with ADHD is to change the way you parent. And that's what Catherine Ellison did. She says she is now paying more attention to her son, spending more time with him, and giving him more positive feedback. And Buzz is reacting well to these changes. He has fewer outbursts at home and at school. He is more centered on schoolwork. And he has a new interest, playing tennis. And that's the Health Report. I'm Anna Mateo.